morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Of course, the big game on Sunday, Peyton Manning, number 18, returning to Indianapolis for his, not only his first time back, but for his first big game in Lucas Oil Stadium against his former team. And Rachel, these ticket prices are absolutely insane on like these secondary markets, aka like the StubHubs and Fanfares and all that good stuff. $200 per ticket for upper level seats in like the, you know, top row. Isn't that just insane?
To me, it's crazy. I mean, I already don't really like spending a lot of money on tickets. I'm a fan of scalpers and all that, you know. But to me, it's like, I don't know how I would feel. You know, I don't blame people for selling their season tickets, though.
Look, I might upset some Colts fans when I say this, especially the ones selling their tickets. But why are you selling the tickets? This is why you get season tickets, to go to the games like this. Look, I get it. You're making your money back for the ticket package, and then, you know, you can pay your bills with it and all that stuff. But for me, I'm all about, like, the experience of seeing number 18 return. How awesome is that going to be?
Right. I mean, I can be a sentimental person. I love making memories and all that. If I had them, I would probably go. I probably wouldn't sell them. But I can understand why people wouldn't, because there was a guy that I talked to the other week, and he said that his family had season tickets, and this was the one game they sold their tickets to, and they made, like, $3,000 off
it. I know. There's a lot of money.
Tickets for
it's
next
crazy.
Year. So I'm like, you know what? Good for you. If that's your bliss, that's your bliss.
Do you keep or do you sell your Broncos Colts ticket for this Sunday? Good morning. Do you actually have a ticket to the game?
I do. I have them in section 300 on the corner, and I had them listed online for $750 each.
Wow.
That's the only way that I will sell them.
Wow. All right, so have you sold them yet?
No, but my section is selling for $550, so I think if we would have won last week, they probably would have sold for that.
Wow. No, I agree 100%. If the Colts were 5-1, that's a big difference from 4-2. But so wait, why are you selling your ticket? Because I feel like as a fan, isn't that why you buy season tickets, to be able to go to games like this? Plus, it's Peyton Manning.
Oh yes. I was on the waiting list for 8 years, and the first year I got tickets was the year that Peyton was out.
Wow.
So I have never seen him play in the stadium as a season ticket holder.
Wow.
And that's why I have them listed as $750, because the only way I'm missing it is if they pay for half my season.
To me, that makes sense, though, because you can make a lot of money off the tickets. There's a price for almost anything. For that amount of money, I could be okay sitting at a bar watching it on a big screen.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Good luck. Let us know what you end up doing later this week, all right?
All right, thanks.
Bye.
As a fan of the Indianapolis Colts and Peyton Manning, I feel like this is a game that I would want to see, but then I get the fact that you're not only making your money back for your season tickets, you got some money back to pay your bills and maybe get some drinks.
I got rent pay, okay.
Good morning. Do you keep your Colts ticket for the Broncos, or do you sell it?
You absolutely keep it. You're not a real fan if you sell your ticket.
Thank you.
There we go.
You're not a real fan. I went to IU, and everyone sold their tickets last year for big games for ridiculous amounts of money. Not a real fan. I'm not selling my ticket to this weekend because I'm a fan.
Oh, so you have tickets?
Yes, lower level. So we could get $1,000 for these for one ticket. We have 11. We're not selling.
So you got the real good seeds.
Yes, and we're not selling.
Good
but
for
I mean,
you.
She'll never forget that experience, though. Think about that, because you're going to be one of those people, you know, it's going to be like, where were you at, like, a historic moment? You'll be like, where were you when Peyton came back into Lucas Oil Stadium? And she can be like, well, my ass was in the lower level, and I was right there.
Exactly. You go for the memories. It's not about the money at all.
Right. I may be broke, but great memories.
You thought the emotions are intense on the finale of, like, a Bachelor, Bachelorette. You just wait till Sunday night, everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Good for you, honestly. Go Colts. Have
Enjoy
a great time
game.
At the game. Seriously.
Thank you.
I tell you what, I think half the reason I'm so passionate about not selling your tickets is that I don't want to see 10,000 Broncos jersey inside Lucas Oil Stadium on Sunday. Either way, go Colts. Let's do this.
Yes.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.